in Las Vegas, September 20th and 21st. You heard the lineup. Now you got to be there. Open the free iHeartRadio app and listen to the iHeartRadio Music Festival station, and you'll be automatically entered to win. Def Leppard, Heart, the Zac Brown Band, and so many more. Win your way to our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Open the app now and get entered to win. Your music, your stations, and number one for podcasts.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be Saturday. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. A warm Saturday,
It's going to be toasty today. So look out for that. But in the meantime, get cool, get inside the house. No,
I'll stay outside. My air conditioning decided to break down. It always does when it turns 100.
Oh, so you'd rather be outside.
Yeah, I'll be sitting in the water somewhere.
Take your radio with you.
Yes.
But that's what we got here this morning. It's the radio show that is about El Paso history. And it is the place where we say Texas history begins in El Paso.
That's right.
Because it do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are they going to do about it?
I don't know.
They're going to just have to deal with it over there in East Texas. And they, you know what they normally do about it? They ignore us.
Yes.
Who are you people?
Until they get over here. Then they're like,
oh my God, look at what happened.
Where'd you dig this stuff up? Everywhere.
And it's everywhere. It's in layers in this town. But it's also KTSM AM 690 and where else?
Also, they can go to ktsmradio.com and they can click on the iHeartRadio link where they can listen to us live all over the planet. And soon, did you hear that next year, as a tourist, you can go stay on the space station?
Oh, and then listen to this show when you get there.
There you go.
That's the reason to go.
That's right.
Any trivia going on today, right?
Yes, we do. We're going to have our trivia in the second hour, and the first and second callers that have the correct answer to our trivia questions today will have a chance to win a $20 food coupon for Pepe's in Canutillo.
And yes, I'm going to lunch at Pepe's today.
Yes, we're going today. I will be there today.
Going to be a big day there. And also, you had that history moment?
Yes, I do. There was a really interesting one. Bernie found this one. He was doing some research on something else and
found
this.
You found a weird jingle you threw in there.
Yeah, you like that one. But it was a famous dairy product that was originally, the idea was conceived here in El Paso.
What the about that.
Yeah, it's one everybody will know when they hear the story.
Yeah. Top of second hour. All right. The history at hand here today is about El Paso food. We like that idea of Paso food. Because the restaurant business here has sort of like been a mainstay of what is our culture. You know, what is El Paso? Well, what kind of restaurants do you have?
Well, yeah.
And when you get
the
to
best
that,
food.
Well, when you get to that question and people say, what's going on? You have to go to the place by the graveyard known as L&J.
That's right.
We don't have the L or the J here, I don't think, but we're going to find out because we got two of them, and they're both named Duran, right? Leo.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Vanessa.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome here, both of you.
Thank you.
And you are the Durans that are in the business of food.
That is correct.
And yes, you have other siblings, but they didn't make it in the food business.
Oh, no. They all have their own careers.
They ran off.
Yes, they ran away.
They were smart.
I'm not going to the kitchen.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You eat better.
That's for sure.
I would think so. Well, Leo, it's good to see you here. I've been watching you on Facebook this week. We put you up there. It wasn't until Wednesday night, and we've had almost 5,600 people reached on Facebook looking at Leo.
A lot of fans.
Oh, you're well known around here. And Vanessa, you're about to be well known because you hang out with him.
Thank you.
But the idea of L&J, we just need to go that route specifically. What is L&J and who is the L? Was it you?
No, it was my parents, John and Lilia Duran.
So Lilia got the L.
Right, that is correct.
And she beat him in the billing because he's J.
Absolutely.
Okay, just want to know that.
The alpha sequence there. our business, the L&J Cafe, actually was the second generation. It was my mom, Lilia, and John that took over in 1968, June. Prior to that, my maternal grandparents, Antonio and Juanita Flores, were the founders of the business way back as a speakeasy in 1927.
Wow. It started as a speakeasy?
Yeah, back then.
Define that.
Well, you know, back then, speakeasy is just a place where, you know, they used to serve some, adult beverages that
yes.
were home-brewed. And,
are you talking illegal here?
Well, sort of, kind of. Uh-huh. That's basically the theme back in 1927, during Prohibition.
When was Prohibition over? Like
1934, I
believe. 34, okay, so you're in the middle of it there.
Right. So my grandfather was the one that really got started with the home brew, and then started getting some of his harder liquor from Juarez.
I had no idea you all had that background.
Well, that was their home, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That was their home on the side, which was the Stevens, which is now mm-hmm. known as Stevens Street.
Right.
Right adjacent to it. Most of the kids were born there. And so, yes, that was all together one place. And the business was on the corner on the front side of Missouri, and opened up as a very small side of the business. It was an apartment dwelling, what they call it. And as the business grew, they started to go ahead and, evict the other tenants that were in there, room by room.
Sorry, but you got to go.
Oh, yes.
We need to store more liquor.
Absolutely. And, boy, as I understand through history and through my mom, she would inform me that there were cubby holes throughout the building in which they would store the liquor and the home brew. Because they were raided on several occasions.
Are you occasionally coming across one of those as you do renovations?
I wish.
Oh,
I
man.
Wish, because that is true gold,
oh, yeah.
true history.
Oh, could you imagine?
And,
well, now, wait a minute. You could do ground radar on your walls and find it.
Well, we found one cubby hole, actually, in 2006 after the really bad rainstorm that we had.
Yeah. Oh, that was a big one.
It was horrible. And we actually had a leak on one of our interior walls, and we had to pull that wall down. And what we found behind it was actually some cubby holes.
Oh, jeez.
So you can see them there at the restaurant. There is a little plexiglass that covers it.
Oh, so you made a historic display.
That's right.
We did.
Yes, I forgot they did
excellent.
See that.
We did.
Yeah.
And then right next to it is a painting that we actually have no idea the history of it either.
Right.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Uncovered a mm-hmm. painting that was there. God. Probably from the beginning of time, from, you know, the, back then it was known as Tony's Place.
Tony's
Place.
Okay.
Was it mostly just the corner bar area, or did you have that corridor down the middle that you now use?
Well, right now, it was just that front portion, and then little by little it started expanding room by room.
Well, did it have the whole, was it the whole block at one time, or was it just where you're basically, your initial footprint is now?
Where the initial footprint is now. That is correct. And as I said, most of it was a dwelling for, residents, for living quarters and our family back then. But as the business grew, my grandfather constructed a home right across the street at 3631, which still exists. And that was the then new home for my grandmother
right
and
in the
all
corner
the siblings.
There.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Still I didn't
holds.
Know that.
So as you expand further back into the restaurant, making it bigger, I've seen you do that. You're taking the old house, old home.
Absolutely.
Your old living quarters. Now.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We
okay.
took over it, and it's now all, restaurant quarters.
Well, it's an icon in El Paso, as you
know.
And what's the furthest you've had people come in and say, I heard about you, Tokyo, I'm sure, Moscow, what?
That I can recall, it's probably, well, there's several, but I mean, Japan, we had a group of tourists that were coming by several years back when we were still roasting our own green peppers. How we got into that, I just don't know. That goes to show just how much we knew at the beginning. We started to roast our own peppers, the old Anaheims, and boy, did we have such a hit. I mean, customers would ask us to please bring them one of those freshly roasted peppers with a corn tortilla or flour tortilla.
Yeah.
But
we need some food now.
Yeah, just a fresh tortilla, a little butter, and a fresh roasted pepper.
Can we order a takeout by Uber from your restaurant right now?
Not at the moment through Uber. We don't have any partnerships right now with any of our DoorDash.
How about just a volunteer out there? Bring us some food.
Bring us some food.
<My God. laughs>
That'd be great.
No, but what you've got there obviously is unusual, and you know that, so you're keeping it going.
But we had some tourists coming through at that time, and they were from Japan. We ended up; they were journalists, and we ended up in one of their publications called NAVI, N-A-V-I, America. So that was probably the first of two, I think, international magazines in which we were featured. And they were just so overtaken and overwhelmed at this roasting of chili peppers and what have you not. But that was really an interesting visit.
That's a good, and there's this famous salsa as well that you all have had, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, is it the Tombstone salsa? Because that was your mom's thing, wasn't it?
Or
is
actually, it's my wife's.
Oh, your wife's.
The red salsa that we feature now at our stores and at our business, that was the brainchild of my wife.
Okay.
Several of our customers back, were really interested in the red salsa versus the green.
Okay.
And now that we have the red, well, there's now a demand for the green. So,
what are their names? They have names of these things?
I'm sorry?
Do they have names?
It's the L&J red salsa is okay. What it's called.
The red salsa is the Tombstone salsa.
But does Tombstone, it have Tombstone or it just goes by L&J?
Tombstone is our sister company, you know, who manufactures the product and distributes it for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's our subsidiary or sister
company. Why Tombstone? You're next to Concordia.
Why.
I mean, you're next to Concordia.
You hit the nail right there. It's right across the old place by the graveyard. So Tombstone seemed to be a fitting name for it.
Concordia was already taken. Is that the point?
Yeah. already taken.
But the thing is, you sell that separately now.
Yes.
And you have a store there.
We have a gift store, which we opened up about a year ago. Mm-hmm. We bought a property two doors down on Missouri. Since we really had little room in our store, in our restaurant, in which to feature our souvenirs and our salsa, so we decided to look around. And the first thing came about was that property there, two doors down, and we thought it was just the right size, what we needed. So we do our salsa mailing out of there. We store our salsa there. We sell our souvenirs, which we've kind of centered around the Day of the Dead theme at our gift store.
Okay.
Again, close the old place, lovingly known by the graveyard.
Well, depending upon where they do the boundaries, you may have graves under your house.
Well, it's possible, but
We're not going to worry about it.
No, not at all. But there was a lot of excavation that was done there about 6 years ago. We're already about 6 years into the construction, which we expanded and added an additional 90 to 100 seats and grew our kitchen to allow us to serve a larger population there.
But it's still the same good food.
It is.
Of course.
I tell you what, it's all.
Of course, indeed. Well, Vanessa, you run the place these days, correct?
I'm the general manager right
day-to-day.
Now.
So how was that? Did you grow up in the restaurant so you knew all about it to begin with?
I did. I actually started forcefully. I forced myself in there around 6 or 7.
Oh.
My parents weren't very fond of that, but yeah, 6 or 7 years old, I started trying to get in there. I would edge my way in. They would find me in the bar at all the times.
What are your thoughts about this? I mean, you're right in the middle of this.
I love it. I think it is absolutely fantastic that I'm able to keep up this legacy, you know, this family tradition. It's great. It's great.
Do you have
history.
Secret recipes?
A few.
Uh-huh. And they're going to stay secret?
They will.
Except you can buy the product. You can't dissect it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. And your salsa is available in jars or whatever?
It is. It's jarred. So it's available at our gift shop. It's also available online. So it can be purchased from anywhere.
I presume lnjcafe.com?
That is correct.
Okay. The history there is fascinating. What else would we need to know about this, except what time is lunch?
like I said, we're in the fourth generation, which I think is important. You know, in the food service industry, it's been very difficult. It has been. It continues to be a difficult business because, you know, we just have so much regulation like most other businesses. But more and more, just different changes. We're very glad to embrace the health care. We were one of those businesses 3 years ago that were a 50 and over size employer, and we really thought, you know, and we still believe that by offering health care, it would help on our retention side of it. And so it's become quite a journey on there because what we try to do ourselves is really learn the whole process, since we do have quite a team, a management team and administrative team.
More than 50.
Oh, yeah. Right now, that was back then. I mean, it was over 50. Now we are at about 108.
Mm-hmm. And you thought you were just going to sell tacos.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It gets amazing when they layer the business on top of you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And so we've tried to do quite a bit on our own as far as, you know, the filing of forms. And then one of the things that we do is the 1094s, 1095s, which are an answer to the government as far as our
Don't forget those.
Oh, no, you don't.
They get very upset.
Well, we don't forget about them, but sometimes when you, as it was a new thing to everybody, we, like I said, sometimes you make a few errors in filling them out, and then by the time you get back to them and trying to say, hey, this is we made a mistake, but we're trying to correct it, and it takes, you know, time because of the shutdowns. You know, they receive the information and just don't act on it.
Oh, that the government shut down.
Yeah. The government
Then that happens on a regular basis anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's the hardest problem is what causes a lot of death of restaurants alone is the fact that chefs get in there, people get in there, and they're great cooks. And it takes a lot to run a business. I was telling you, my grandmother had a restaurant when I was young. And it takes all your effort just to run the restaurant. And then you add all, like I said, the extra paperwork and everything that goes along and working with your employees and keeping the staff going. And so I can understand how difficult it is. And that's why so many restaurants don't make it is a lot of times it's the additional paperwork and problems that go with it on top of it and keeping your food consistently good, making sure the vendors are delivering it. It's a hard business. A lot of people don't realize that till they get involved. They're like,
beyond the tacos.
I like that.
We have a saying, as Jackson just said, beyond the tacos.
Yeah.
We have a cliche, an additional cliche that says, what?
As the taco turns.
Yes.
That's perfect. That fits perfect.
So on the days of our lives.
Yes.
I remember that one.
Okay.
All right. Leo Duran is here. Turns. Vanessa Duran is here. She now runs the restaurant that, well, you now go, I see you on Facebook all over the place eating in other restaurants.
We do. We do. We love going out and just visiting with other local restaurants and other businesses here in town as well. You know, and we were, you know, just every opportunity we get, we eat out. We hardly ever cook at home anymore.
Well, I tell you, one opportunity you're going to miss today because you have a lot of family in town, you said.
Yes.
But otherwise, we would invite you out to a Pepe's.
I know.
But your Pepe's is another place to think about. But if you would, take a look at this menu and pick a special, anything on that front page, actually. It becomes a $6 event today. We have Leo Duran, the man who owns and runs with his daughter, who's now really running it, L&J Cafe, now picking a special at Pepe's. Drum roll, if you have a drum roll.
My fingers.
You know what? I'd like to consider the green chili chicken enchiladas.
Those are very good.
Green chili chicken enchiladas is the pick.
And they're the New Mexican style. So, you know, you're going to get more of that styling up there. And they're very good.
This is the Griggs crowd.
Right.
And this is the legacy of Edgar Griggs because Pepe and his wife, Lorena, worked for Edgar. And they ran a restaurant on the east side. So when they got a chance, they opened their own place there in Canutillo. Anyway, so we'll be going there to lunch. And it's green chili.
Chicken enchiladas.
Okay, now Vanessa's studying this to see what the competition's doing.
Oh, everything looks good, though.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know how it goes in the Mexican food world. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, if you ever get up there, ask for the radio-free salsa, and you can try.
We have another deal with them, the radio-free salsa sampler.
Okay.
So you walk into Pepe's restaurant, and you may not know what his restaurant serves. He'll sit down five of those little bowls of sauce and a whole bunch of chips and say, this one's con carne, this one's the red, this one's the green. This is the hot stuff we don't bring out unless you ask us. And then there was the one that's on the table. And so you sample all those and you say, okay, I now know what your restaurant is, but I'm no longer hungry.
Yeah, right, I know.
So make them order first and then anyway.
That's right.
Enough of that. We got to take a break here, Melissa Sargent.
Yes,
shall we do that? And we have the Durans here for the duration, and we got a lot of things to talk about. Other restaurants in El Paso, we can go over a couple. Now, your restaurant association background will come in handy here. We'll have that conversation. And she'll take a break, but call us if you wish.
At 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350. Message and data rates may apply.
What will you learn when you start your degree online with Arizona State University? You'll learn that you're capable of more than you know, that you can accomplish anything with the right people in your corner. You'll learn that a crazy idea that seemed impossible is possible, and that inspiration is the greatest motivation. Learn how an ASU degree can unlock your potential. Text SCHOOL to 66597 and discover the more than 150 degree options that can be accessed from anywhere on your schedule. ASU Online includes an entire team of professors and advisors dedicated to helping you discover your own path and create your own opportunities. Unlock your potential today with Arizona State University Online. Learn more about Arizona State University degrees offered 100% online. Text SCHOOL to 66597. That's SCHOOL to 66597.
Win tickets before anyone can buy them. To our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival, starring Alicia Keys, Cage the Elephant, Camila Cabello, Chance the Rapper, Def Leppard, French Montana, Halsey, Heart, Her, Miley Cyrus, Mumford & Sons, Tim McGraw, Zac Brown Band. Our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Keep it here to win your trip to Vegas and set a reminder for our exclusive Capital One cardholder presale starting Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern for a limited time.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
A lot going on here. We got the Durans in here for the duration, we think. Got a caller here looking at us. And also, tell you a couple things going on here. The thing I want to explain to you about the History TV, El Paso History TV on ABC7, we had a piece last two segments on 5 and 6 p.m. on Wednesday, and we didn't get to promoting that till like Sunday, but we had almost 8,500 people on our Facebook looking at that. So we think we delivered a few folks to ABC7, and of course they have a huge audience all by themselves. They're about 30,000 per show. So Bernie got some serious exposure.
Oh, everywhere we went this last week, everybody was like, that was really good.
Well, that was fun, though. But you see how much archive footage was available for us to throw in there. And then we have a drone now.
Yes, we're droning around. Yes, God, that was cool.
Thank you. We're having a lot of fun with that. But that's now available. Oh. It will be available on YouTube as soon as I get home and edit it together.
Before I forget, my former mailman who works over at Sam's now, Fernie. Former mailman who was our mailman at our other house for 20-some years.
Yes.
He grew up at Asarco.
A lot of people
He talked about where his house was. It was like, I never knew that.
Well, you know, a lot of people had the fancy houses up in the smelter.
Mm-hmm.
And as they needed more room for the smelter, they just put a row of train tracks down between the houses.
Well, he lived by the train track. He was not one of the fancy houses. but the other
side had some supervisor's houses.
Yeah, but that was funny because he said he saw the program. He said, oh, I never told you, but I lived there. I went, oh, my God. So that's what's cool. It brought that up when we
were
there the other day.
Well, Asarco's a bizarre history for everybody because it affected you whether you liked it or not. And that may be the problem for a lot of us that went to UTEP in 1970. Like, Oh, yeah. I know what they're doing. But anyway, the perk being is that we got more coming. This coming week, Wednesday at 5 and 6, we have another one. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the Mexican Revolution piece that we did. We stuck Bernie up on top of the hotel for a little while. That was a hoot.
Yeah.
So anyway.
They shot at him.
Yeah. Well, no, it was a historic shooting. But the thing was that we've got Bernie coming up this next Wednesday at 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. again on ABC7. And that'll be, well, we're archiving all of these on El Paso History TV, which is on YouTube, youtube.com, El Paso History TV. We have more than 130 individual segments of El Paso history on there. And we're putting these on. We've already got 8 on there. This will be number 9. And we're going to end up probably with another 15 of these when we get done. So subscribe to our channel, if you would, on YouTube. It's El Paso History TV. And what you've got? You got
well, I've got the Museum of History is always doing things. They've got coming up. They've been doing some great things. It's a great place to visit for the summer. First of all, it's very cool. And they've updated their exhibits, and they always have something new. And they're always revolving and doing some great things with the history that they have there. And their hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday through Saturday, and then Thursdays 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sundays 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And right now they've got the DigiWalls running up there, the museum exhibits. I think it's El Paso Community College. I forgot that one was there.
They're up
their
there
50th anniversary, yeah.
You know, they have a big gala coming at the end of the month, and we didn't get it scheduled right. I'm sorry about that, but we would like to honor them again. Their next big gala is this at the end of the month in June.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I should know. Bernie's on the board.
No, community college.
Oh, the community college. Thank you. But they also have a gift shop, which is a great place to go find some truly unique gifts for everybody in the family. So get on down there. And if you have questions, give them a call at 212-0320. And there's also a streetcar tour with the Dare Margo. And that's going to be happening Thursday, June 13th at 10:45 a.m., and there's lunch included, and it's only $17, and there's only 30 spots available. So
and
give them a call.
Get the tickets at that museum.
That's right.
And I think they'll probably be leaving from there, but
yeah.
Once you get a ticket, you'll figure that out. Okay, Leo Duran is here, Vanessa Duran is here. They are L&J restaurant history people and current people, and we have stirred up a caller named Jorge. He is now on the radio. Hey, dude, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm glad that the three of you, yourself.
We're good.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Jorge.
Jorge, what's on your mind this morning, sir?
No, well, I want to ask Leo, he mentioned that Stevens once was, or he said that it's now Stevens. I'm wondering what once was the name of Stevens.
Oh.
Stevens Street had a history?
Yeah.
Those, you know, I don't have the answer for that, Jorge. I hear that the Missouri Street used to be either White Oaks or Oro. I believe it was Oro. We have a postcard going back many years ago.
I have a map, and I'll try to look it up. Yeah.
It was Oro Street, which is Missouri. But to answer your question, I don't have that answer.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I have it somewhere in my brain. I'll think about it because with Concordia Cemetery, I had all those old maps.
You stumped the band this morning.
You stumped me.
Thanks for calling. Got line 3 working. Anything
you're
else?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, team, take care. Got another call coming in. We'll get to them in a second. But the thing about L&J Cafe is part of the history of El Paso's restaurants. Leo, tell us your tenure with the Restaurant Association, because you've been in the middle of this restaurant business for quite a while.
I've been with the Texas Restaurant Association as a member, since 1992. So I believe this makes my 27th year out of 31 years that we've been in business as far as the third generation. It goes way back. I recall a good friend of mine, and that was Alejandro, Alex Lozano from Alejandro's restaurant back then. He and one other person, I can't remember, cornered me one day and said, we need to have you join the El Paso Restaurant Association.
And as your arm was almost a break?
Well, I think it was more than an arm. It was two arms, two legs, and God only knows in between.
Well, you didn't know what you're getting into, I'm guessing, right?
Well, I didn't back then.
Yeah.
But little did I learn that, yes, it made all the world of difference in running a restaurant, being a member of the Texas Restaurant Association.
Well, do they teach you things or what? What are you saying?
You know, you have a lot of opportunities. You know, networking is one of them, but that's They offer a lot of resources through the Texas Restaurant Association. We have our website for our members. And, you know, it is such a strong trade association to help you strengthen your business, increase your profitability. And it's very important, I've always believed since then and continue to do so, that if you're in the restaurant business, it behooves you to join a trade association that's going to partner with you. Basically, it's going to strengthen you and, you know, try to help you, you know, run your business to the extent that it'll make you a stronger individual.
Well, you got some big award from this crowd here recently, didn't you?
Last year.
She says you did.
You did.
In 2018, there were so many accolades that just trickled down that year. One of the awards that I received was the Hall of Honor Award. And that is so near and dear as some of the others as well. But the Hall of Honor Award is really bestowed to one or two and maybe as many as three individuals each year. It's a long-standing tradition that goes back at least to about the early 80s.
You impressed them doing something.
Well, I tell you, I didn't realize, but we have done quite a bit. I have done. And, you know, it wouldn't be possible without the support of my family and our business and the community. It has taken a lot of volunteerism, something that I can't emphasize enough, you know, to the John Q. public out there. There's so much need for individuals to volunteer, you know, in so many entities and give back to your community. That's one of the criteria for being inducted or being a nominee into the Texas Hall of Honor. You know, you.
Well, what is your volunteer work that they recognize?
Well, I've been a volunteer for the Sheriff's Department for 10 years at least.
Oh.
I am the president of the Sheriff's Advisory Board. I am the president of the El Paso County Sheriff's Foundation, which was founded about 5 years ago.
So what does that do?
We help raise funds.
Excuse me. Scholarships or what?
We help raise funds to offset those costs that are not covered by the county's budget. You know, incidentals as cameras, you know, body vest for the sheriff's
department. County won't cover that?
Well, you know, it's just they do cover, but, you know, like I said, it just doesn't cover all costs.
Yeah, you're helping.
We do help. And so it's a fundraising effort, ongoing fundraiser.
Okay.
And so we help to offset costs that are just not normally, you know, can be covered by the dollars.
You have a whole bunch of note cards there. What are you reading from?
Shuffler. He wrote his notes.
Well, you know, like I said.
Well, keep it going. Keep telling. No. What's in the cards?
Well, what's in the cards? If I only knew. What's in the cards?
That's by the card.
Another board that I serve on right now is Workforce Solutions Borderplex, the largest employment agency here in the six-county region in West Texas. So it kind of goes hand in hand with running a business here in the region. So volunteerism is very important. And as I said, going into the Hall of Honor, you submit your packet. And when we started doing this, I needed the help of our daughter. Because, my God, I didn't realize there was so many things that I had accomplished, again, with the help of everyone, and especially my daughter to format it, like PDQ.
There was PDF, either one?
Yeah, that's the one I wanted, PDF.
PDQ.
PDQ works,
though.
See, we're about the same age. I figured that out.
I did do a PDQ, though.
There you go.
Well, Vanessa, what do you think about his honors and getting involved in all that?
I think they're fabulous. They're fantastic. And he's getting honored for the things that he has been doing. And people are starting to take a notice to see everything that he has accomplished.
That's great
stuff. Which is great.
And also, I see you in Ruidoso a whole lot. You have a cabin, a house up there or something like
that. We do. We bought a cabin about 3 years ago.
You serve Mexican food up there?
Oh.
No, we do.
I bet you.
We sure
can't run away from it.
Well, Ned, do you have opinions on Mexican food when you travel? You go eat?
Oh, definitely.
What about that place in Ruidoso, the White House? It's called Lago Blanco, I think it was?
Oh, that's what's the name of it?
That's it, I think.
Yeah, the
Oh, Hold on for a second. We'll talk. Sergio, we forgot to take a break? Oh, that would be me. We're having too much fun in here, yeah. Obviously, talking food and stuff.
But so, did we have a caller also?
Dave came and went. And Shelly gets those kind of fan calls that we don't know about.
They talk to her, not us.
I see them going by, and she's in there screaming and hollering and dancing on the phone, and I have no idea what she's talking about. In the meantime, we'll take a break or call us if you wish. And also, you got Facebook working.
Well, I'm working on other things right now. I haven't got to the Facebook. I'll get that picture and put it up in a little while.
Let's do that 544 thing.
Yeah, 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Welcome to Zip Hole USA, Reach to Impeach Edition. For the latest opinions direct from the Zip app, here's Christina Staffo.
Impeachment has been a hot topic on Zip Hole for a while now, and some members of Congress, like Adam Schiff, continue to triple down on their efforts to find grounds to impeach the president.
We have to recognize the reality that one party, the Republican Party, has turned itself into a cult of the president's personality and is not likely to act consistent with its constitutional obligations.
Meanwhile, Majority Whip Democrat Steny Hoyer doesn't believe the pursuit is worthwhile, and a recent Zip poll points out that even Hoyer suggested that the effort to impeach the president was purely political. Do you believe it's all politics? Zip pollers spoke up, and over 90% believe that it is all politics, and it's time to move on. Nancy Pelosi believes that the country will remain unified through investigations.
We will strive as we go forward in this important constitutional action to unify our country, not divided, as we protect and defend it.
No matter your party, do you agree with Nancy that continued investigations into the Trump administration is unifying the general public? Well, over 80% on Zip Poll say no, it's doing the opposite. With just under 20% saying yes, Nancy is totally in touch with public opinion.
Thanks, Christina. Download Zip Poll USA in your favorite app store today. Share your opinions and make sure your voice is heard. We'll have poll results every day on the trending topics taken directly from the Zip app. Thanks for listening to Zip Hole USA.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776. El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, we've got a lot of history going on here. Right now, we're going to talk about the Museum of Archaeology.
Archaeology.
You know about that, archaeology thing. Well, they're announcing that they're doing summer hours on Thursdays, and they started last week, and they're open until 9 p.m. every Thursday through August. And they're going to have visitors coming in doing stuff, and there are more hours of operation to show off their stuff. They're going to have a free movie night at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology on Thursday, June the 20th. And the movie is about Chaco Canyon.
That'd be good.
You can, they're going to run it twice. You can watch it either time. You can actually buy a copy in the museum that night if you wish. Chaco Canyon, we got to have another show about that.
Yeah.
Because Chaco Canyon and Aztec ruins and Mesa Verde and what is it, the Valley of Monuments up there, I think they call it. Those were all contemporary cultures.
Amazing.
That went on during that era. Anyway, so the 4301 Trans Mountain Road for this crowd. Call them up about this stuff, 212-0421. And you have more on them, don't you?
That's right. Well, they've got a great exhibit that I don't think a lot of people have seen down here. You've got Ageless Craft. This is the historic and modern Pueblo pottery exhibition that's opening today at the museum. And it's what it basically is covering is the Rio Grande and Western Pueblos, including Maria Martinez of the San Ildefonso Pueblo, which is the Tiwik. Tewa Indians in northern New Mexico and the Nampeyo family of the First Mesa in New Mexico, northern Arizona, which is the Hopi Tewa clan. And also you have Albert Alvidrez, who is
Alvidrez.
Thank you. Yeah. And he's from Isleta del Sur, Tigua Pueblo down here.
He was the governor at one time.
Yeah.
When he was a governor, he was 28 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, think about that.
Another one they didn't tell him. They missed that meeting. You're going to be governor now.
No,
I'm kidding. That was a lot of work.
Well, before I met the Tiguas, he was the governor. Oh, my goodness.
Young person to be that. Usually an older person gets that job. But for hundreds of years, the peoples of the Rio Grande Valley and beyond made breathtaking pottery that was used for domestic as well as ceremonial purposes. And through the passage of time, generations of masters have continued to practice their arts, continue to create stunning pieces that have merged centuries of traditions into modern artistic sensibilities. And this exhibit will have over 200 pieces of really beautiful work. So I really suggest if people can get out there and see it, because you've got Albert's collection, you've got the museum's permanent collection, and you also have E-Passes, which is the El Paso Archaeological Society's exhibit.
Albert's the guy that used to sit out at El Paso Saddle Blanket every weekend and draw on the pots and everything. He'd sell you one or put it in his store.
Yeah.
And he got real good at this stuff. I think he's still doing it.
Yeah, and this is great.
Interesting history there. All right, we got to talk to Leo Duran some more, and Vanessa's here, and we got to say what is the deal with some of the history. Where were we going when I had got so brutally interrupted by a need for a commercial?
Avila's.
Okay. What?
The family relation here. The family tree of restaurants.
Okay. The family tree.
Okay. You got Leo Duran and L&J Restaurant, and the L was not for Leo.
Here we go. Going back, it is my understanding that, my maternal, step-grandmother was Ascension Terrazas from the Leo Collins and Willie Terrazas families that opened up Leo's restaurant.
And that's the Leo we're talking about. It's Leo Collins.
Leo Collins, right. He and Willie Terrazas Seniors were the founders of the Leo's restaurants here in El Paso.
And Leo's is still going with with Willie.
Willie Terrazas Jr. is the survivor right now, and who runs the last Leo's restaurant.
On Remcon,
yeah. That is correct.
Yeah.
So on my other side of my heritage, it was Tony and Juanita Flores. So somewhere, somehow, I was going to get hit, to end up in the food and restaurant business.
You're stuck.
Absolutely. And that's what happened. And from the Leo's family, they opened up several restaurants throughout history, and from there were marriages. And one of them, I believe, was through the Avila's, Guillermo Avila, who went ahead and opened up his restaurant as well.
So he was from the Leo's tradition?
I believe he married a daughter from the Terrazas family.
I didn't know they were connected. Somebody asked on Facebook. I said, I don't think so, but now you cleared it up.
Right. And Annette is the daughter who runs the business right now on the Mesa Street location. And there's a lot of history. I mean, we're so...
The Avila's on Mesa.
Avila's on Mesa.
Okay.
So, I mean, between the Leos, the Avila's, and the L&J, I mean, we're interrelated, through history.
You just don't, you're not married to anybody in Pepe's family.
No.
Well, it's another matter, Derek. Well,
right.
But there are some traditional restaurants that have come and gone. I mean, you have the La Hacienda, and prior to that, Chip John's owning it, you had, which family was that?
Oh, I met him.
Remember them?
Oh,
there was a couple of owners. I met the last owners.
But the legacy kind of petered out, and some of the waiters went over to Amigos.
To Amigos, mm-hmm. Right.
And Hookie Apodaca running Amigos had nothing to do with the history, but he picked it up.
Absolutely. All the staff that was there at the Hacienda ended up with Hookie there at Los Amigos.
But right. By the way, Hookie, you owe me a phone call. And that's another matter.
Absolutely.
But the thing about the history here, who we missed in the big-time Mexican food restaurant business?
Well, I'd like to go back to the Hacienda. Back in, I believe, 1985, and I don't remember the name of the owners back then, but they, along with a few other restaurants, were chosen through the city council, and were honored with a proclamation as one of five top restaurants and that preserved the heritage and the cuisine, the recipes of the traditions for their respective families. We each received a proclamation back in 1985. L&J was one of the restaurants. Delicious Mexican Food, La Hacienda restaurant was another one. And
we have to mention Kiki's, don't we?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that they might have been another one.
Oh,
you know,
Kiki's they've been too?
I'm not sure.
Kiki's on Piedras. That's a major hot spot.
It's another icon here in the community.
Well, it's your competition, but like, so what? No, you have more. You have more people eating Mexican food on a given day than both of you can handle.
It's Absolutely. El Paso.
Oh yeah,
it's Mexican food.
Oh, I mean, it's not like it's really a bad thing. Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. Busy here. Go over there.
You know,
yeah.
The Mexican food capital of the world.
It is.
There's you know, people come to El Paso for lots of reasons. You know, business, work, and what have you. But one of the drivers is really authentic Mexican food, and I really think that, you know, we see that, you know.
And I think the difference about here that it is anywhere else in the world is the fact that you have New Mexican as in Mexico, across the border,
infusion,
and you have El Paso, you have Tex-Mex,
whatever that is,
yeah, and then you have, like you said, you have some other wild brands of Mexican. But I mean, you can get all kinds of different tastes, and that's the cool thing about it. That's why I really think we are truly the capital of Mexican food. Period.
So there's a phrase we actually like to say, because a lot of people are like, "Well, you guys aren't authentic, but you're not exactly Tex-Mex either." So we like to call it border regional Mexican food.
Yeah,
I'm going to borrow that phrase, and I got to give credit to our good friend Park Kerr. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Border Mexican?
Border regional Mexican food. That was his verbiage that he used for Mexican food here in El Paso, because, again, the infusion, the cultures from New Mexico, El Paso, Texas, and Mexico.
And there's a definite difference. I mean they all kind of run on the same lines, but there's a definite flavor difference, because I worked in Mexico for years, and definite difference over there in flavors when you come back. But they're using the same ingredients, but it's just definite difference.
Well, it's how you do it. I mean, you got the same five or six ingredients. It's how you mush it up is what.
Right.
All right, we got to take a break here. We got Leo Duran here, Vanessa Duran. We're talking about Mexican food and all things in El Paso, which consists of Mexican food.
That's right.
Primarily. And you can call us if you wish, if you need to. Facebook, we'll take a question on Facebook. We got Leo sitting there looking at you. Leo, we put that picture up because it proves you know how to wear a tie.
There we go.
I mean, so there it is. It's on Facebook.
That's his
Facebook.
Professional picture.
Professional picture. But
thank you.
Well, in a restaurant business, you don't want to wear a tie, though. You get messy.
Oh, it's too warm.
No, I got my tie cut off real quick after I started the restaurant business some 30 years ago.
Yeah, bummer. Okay, taking a break here, 544-5876
or 544-KTSM, or go to the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page and post a notice or a question.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Go further than ever with the Discover It Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year, so your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover It Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I got a few minutes left here in this hour. We got this crowd in here for another hour. Melissa, you dying to say something?
Well, I just want to say Facebook. We've got a lot of great, good Tex-Mex food, hangout for divorced folks looking for action, especially.
Really?
And booze with friends.
Leo does not know his restaurant is that definition.
Oh, well, I'm sure they can figure that one
divorced
out.
Divorced action there, Leo?
And I love this one. We have an Austin listener that is Arturo Bustamante, and he says he's in Austin now, and he says he always makes a point to visit L&J when he's back home. It's definitely, he says it's definitely not Tex-Mex. He says, visit Austin and taste what Tex-Mex is. It's not as good at all. Nothing in Austin compares to L&J.
Apparently, we stirred up your uncle. This is Uncle. Which uncle is on the phone here?
I wish I was his uncle.
Oh, is this Ray?
Uncle Ray Adato.
Ray Adato.
Yes.
What's on your mind, dude?
Dude, you know, green chili chicken enchiladas is what's on my mind.
Well, that's a special at Pepe's today, as a matter of fact.
The best in town and the best anywhere, to be honest with you. But I did want to. Chip in a little bit. The hacienda at the time that Leo was talking about was owned by Virginia Lopez.
That's okay.
Yes, you're right. Yes. You're right. Thank you.
Ray. She was my sister-in-law. So the whole Lopez gang there. You remember the old large bar that they used to have there, and of course all the great food for many decades.
Oh yeah.
You know what, Ray? They had the best. Chile colorado con carne.
Oh my god,
that was a treat. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Yep. I'm so fortunate in that my niece, Virginia, little Virginia, Patsy, mm-hmm. has actually now taken the recipe. She has all of those things from her grandmother and her mother, and just a great time. But Dale and Jay, nothing like it, brother.
That's true.
Thank you so much.
You guys post all the time when you got the celebrities coming through, and I like to see that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will be there Tuesday.
He'll be terminating.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Enough time. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys. Congratulations again, Leo. And I know that Vanessa's doing a great job. We go there all the time.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ray. You take her easy. Thanks for calling. It's an interesting world here.
You know why he wishes he was an uncle? Because then he could get some free food. So he'd go for the relative discount.
Just go buy it. You know that. Yes.
Just go buy it. It's worth it. No. Don't worry about that. It's a good thing. Well, so we've got the Duran team in here for another hour. We're going to also talk about other restaurants, perhaps. And then sometimes we just get off on maybe some general El Paso history. But it always comes back to food, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We'll find that out next hour. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Sargent Home and Business Inventories. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. 915-704-1776. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
What will you learn when you start your degree online with Arizona State University? You'll learn that you're capable of more than you know, that you can accomplish anything with the right people in your corner. You'll learn that a crazy idea that seemed impossible is possible, and that inspiration is the greatest motivation.